Our story today sent in by a listener, Katrina Fox. It's called Patience in Purgatory. Michael didn't know how long he'd been in purgatory since there were no clocks, calendars, or cell phones to check the date and time, but he'd seen plenty of souls come and go, and he figured he'd been there quite a while. Michael longed to be purified and perfected in holiness so he could finally see God face to face. He wondered if anyone ever prayed for him. Michael's conversion happened in prison, and he planned to share the joy of his faith with his family after his release, but God had other plans. He passed on in prison just days before his release date. Michael imagined that few people in his circle of acquaintances, mostly other criminals, had prayer as a top priority in their lives. Though he knew he was on his way to heaven, Michael wondered just when this new release date would finally happen. Yet hope filled his heart. Michael learned the rosary from the prison chaplain and prayed it constantly. He took the liberty to revise the ending of his Hail Marys to invoke Mary to pray for us sinners now and after the hour of our death. He hoped it might speed things up for him after and his purgatory companions. Michael especially prayed for the conversion of other prisoners, even witnessed the fruit of his prayers when a few prison friends passed by him on their way to heaven. One day, Michael realized his soul felt lighter, and the darkness of his past sins were fading. He even had a glimpse of the gates of heaven and the angels. Michael prayed a rosary for God to bless whomever was praying for him. As he finished his rosary, he was given a vision of a teenage girl who regularly biked through the cemetery where he'd been buried, and she intentionally prayed for those souls who had no one to pray for them. Though Michael was deeply grateful to this angelic biker, he wondered how he'd adjust to being in heaven after such a long stay in purgatory. It wasn't long before Michael met God at heaven's gates. God had a special assignment for his faithful servant. Michael was to continue praying for the conversion of prisoners, plus for patients and their loved ones, in this oftentimes slow process of change. Michael's joy expanded each time he witnessed these converted souls reach heaven's gates. He felt God's pleasure and gave thanks. From 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.